On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Monday, so good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Yeah, whatever.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. Thanks for dropping by. You're looking good today. What'd you do, comb your hair? Would you take a shower? You're looking better than usual. What, do you have pants on all of a sudden? What's going on with you? You're looking good. Baby, I'm doing my Barry White impersonation. Oh baby, oh baby, does that do anything for you? Well, it's Monday, here we go, start of a week again. Seems like that always happens on Mondays. Yeah, I know, it's the summer, so you're not necessarily working too hard, you're just going through the motions. I get it, look what I'm doing. You know what I've noticed is during the summer there aren't that many Oktoberfests. Have you noticed that? Yeah, I know. All right. That'll do it for the theme music. Well, I am required by law to introduce some of the people that make the show possible. If you've heard this before, just get a sandwich or something. It's only taking a minute. John Shanahan does much of the comedy writing, comedy commercials. He's the announcer on the program, an incredibly talented individual. He has his own hypnagogue program on the internet. Check that out. You can find that at the bottom of our New England Broadcasting .com site. You'll find out all about John Shanahan. I mention that because it's not that I have to, but it's the right thing to do. Do the right thing. Was it Spike Lee or Spike Jones who said that? Spike Jones. Who's that? Well, millennials would not know. Anyway, also the lovely and talented Jason Shaw, who does our theme musics, he composed and performs the opening theme, the closing theme, much of the incidental music on the program. Jason Shaw, a good friend of the program, I mention him out of love and understanding. And then there's Nicole Reed. She's the British voice that you hear at the beginning of the program. Is she really British? No, I don't think so. She books many of the national interviews that we do on this program as well because of my inability to do it myself. There's a lot of things I don't do myself anymore. I don't mow the lawn anymore. No mowing for me. I am done. Oh, I saw this commercial on TV. Was it on TV? No, it wasn't on TV. Where was it? I think it was online. Was it online? No, it wasn't online. Did somebody tell me about it? No, nobody told me about it. I don't know where I found this out, but I saw something. You know these Roomba vacuum cleaners that, you know, you there, it's a little round thing, which makes no sense because rooms are, you know, have corners, yet, you know, they make a round robot vacuum cleaner. I don't understand it either. Anyway, I don't have one of those Roombas. I know people that do. They don't swear by it. They just don't use it. if you have a dog or a cat, that sucker drives them crazy. Drives me crazy. I mean, I don't know. I don't have a Roomba. I don't want a Roomba. They're expensive, and I don't want something just flying around my house and going downstairs and killing people. I don't think that's proper to have a Roomba vacuum cleaner. If I can't vacuum my rug, I should not be alive. I know, that's taking it a little too far. So anyway, so all of a sudden, I'm watching something, on, maybe it was online, and there's a robot lawnmower. And I thought, whoa, that's incredible. A robot lawnmower. It charges itself, which is, you know that phrase, you know, oh, it's really not expensive. As a matter of fact, after a couple of years, it pays for itself. What, after a couple of years, it goes down to the store and makes all the payments? I don't understand how it pays for itself. I'm paying for it. No, it pays for itself. Well, what? It's such a stupid phrase. You should get married. Your spouse will pay for themselves. Okay, that I'll do. Anyway, so a robot vacuum cleaner. Now, a robot vacuum cleaner is in a room, right? So it just, it's got a perimeter. But a robot lawnmower, I don't understand why it wouldn't just, like, leave your property and start mowing all the neighborhood. You know, like, where's the vacuum cleaner? I don't know. It's mowing something a couple of miles away. It just left. But it's supposed to pay for itself. I know. It just, one day the robot lawnmower said, I have enough of this shit, and it just started mowing other people's lawns, and they're pissed. They got, it's like getting some kind of a mohawk or something. It just does one straight swatch, and then it goes on to another neighborhood. How do you stop your robot lawnmower from, what do you do? How do you do that? You have to set up a fence? I think you do. I don't know. I didn't look into it. Because it was so stupid, I just didn't look into it. Although the concept of not having to mow your lawn. Bob, isn't it time to mow the lawn today? I don't have to anymore. The robot's doing it. Wow. That's stupid. I don't know. I don't understand it. Anyway, check that out. Google that. I don't have time to Google. It's too embarrassing. Ron, did you Google that? No, I don't Google things. I do not do things that the action is similar to the sound that a baby makes. Google. Let's talk about baby talk for a second. I did a show last week about how much I don't really care for babies. I know it's an integral step in the process of human beings, but I don't care for babies too much because all they do is pee in your face and cry a lot, and that they're not really that adorable when it comes down to it. I am not attracted to babies in any sense. That would be pedophile, and that's weird, but I understand the stages of life, but babies is not something that I really, you know, they're just freaking annoying. Let's face it, they can't do anything on their own, and it's just, they're helpless, pointless. They make a lot of noise. They take your entire life away from you. You can't sleep at night, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They can't feed themselves. I mean, it's just like awful. But yet, when you see a cute baby, well, you have to say it's cute. Otherwise, you know, you could be chastised. So I talked about that last week. But then I realized, you know, as a human being, we're very, very strange with baby talk. Do you know what baby talk is? It's when an adult, A-D-U-L-T, it's when an adult, all of a sudden, for no reason whatsoever, really, changes their voice to mirror what they think a baby would talk like. It's very, very strange. First of all, the baby can't understand you. And secondly, the baby must say, like, why are you talking like that? Who talks like that? The baby can't talk, but the baby would say that to themselves if they could. Here's what we do for baby talk. Instead of saying, oh, hello, baby. How are you, baby? You're a very, very cute baby. You do this. Oh, hello, baby. You're very, very cute baby. Look at you, you cute little baby. Hello. Hello, little baby. Hello, little baby. What are you talking like that for? Who talks like that? Do people do that in real life at the office? Bob, we're going to start construction down the street Thursday. Can you get your crew together and get started like at 7 in the morning? Well, I don't really know that I can. I have to talk to the other construction people. Do you want to start at 7 o'clock? Do you want to start at 7 o'clock tomorrow on the project? Do you want to do? Bring your lunch pail. Bring your little lunch pail with you. Get a sandwich. Don't get too much of the sandwich. You could get a little fatty, waddy, waddy, waddy.
We don't talk like that. Why do we talk to children like? Do you think children all of a sudden go, oh, okay, now I understand what you're saying, because you're talking baby talk.
Is baby talk different in different countries? Of course it is. In England, baby talk is,
hello, how you doing, little, tiny little baby, baby? Oh, what are you going to do today, tiny little baby? Oh, you're so cute, baby.
We talk to dogs like that for some reason. We do. We talk to especially puppies because they're baby dogs.
Come here, come here. Oh, no, no, look at you, cutie, cutie, cutie. Look at that face, look at that little face, look at the cutie little face, look at you, Louis.
God, is that annoying. But we do that. Women do it more than men, but men do it too in private. If you ever want to appear, men, if you ever want to appear incredibly attractive to a woman, it all you have to do is just talk baby talk to a baby or a dog. Women will say, oh, what a sensitive man. He's not a sensitive man. He just changed his voice a little bit in order to get you in bed. Let's talk honestly on this program. Really, you know, this is an honest place to be. I'll talk honestly. Half the country is just stupid. I mean, they're just stupid. I mean, there's no question about it. Are there geographically stupid spots on the planet?
Yeah, there are silly little stupid spots on the little planet. Look how cute these stupid spots are.
Baby talk. Jeez, come on. Give me a break, huh? We are such a cute society, aren't we? We are so cute. No, it's not cute. There's nothing cute about this. Society is not cute. It's anything but. It's disgusting is what it is. Saddest thing about the summer? People throw garbage out the window of their cars. That should be the death penalty. Really, I'm serious. That should be the death penalty. Murder? Yeah, nah, I guess. But throwing garbage out the window of your car? Death penalty. Not even a fine. They just fine you for that. Fines don't work. Rich people don't deal with fines.
Yeah, you know, if you throw anything out the car window, it's going to cost you $100. Yeah, whatever. I spend $100 every minute without even trying.
The fines have to go up, especially for rich people. They shouldn't be fined. They should be penalized by jail time. It's the only way.
No, 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 don't put me in jail. No, 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 no. Fine me $2,000? Yeah, fine. I don't care about that. But don't take my freedom. My business is going to fail.
Put him in jail. threaten something to them that really makes a difference.
If you litter, you're going to have to sell some of your blue chip stocks.
No, not that. No.
Hit them where it hurts. Fines. Fines are for poor people. Poor people don't want to be fined. That's half their salary. Rich people, yeah, fine away. I don't care. That's fine. What's the problem? And if you don't pay the $50 fine, the next fine's going to be $75. Ooh. Ooh, another $25. Ooh. $25. Give me a break. That's no fine. That just means you can't have an alcoholic beverage in the bar today. That's all that means. When did alcoholic beverages turn out to be $14, $15 a drink? What? What are you doing? What are you doing? You're taking a glass and you're pouring something out of a bottle and you're giving it to me and charging me $15. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Well, Ron, it's not just the drink. It's that we have to pay the light bill, the electricity, which is the same as the light bill. We have to pay for the property tax, the employees, everything, the equipment. Is it funny? You can tell how somebody, how old somebody is, not by the wrinkles on their face anymore, but if they call the utility bill, if they call it the light bill, they're really old. It's the electricity bill or the utility bill. It's not a light bill. Light is like one of the things that the utility bill does. When you flip the switch and the lights go on, yeah, that's the light bill. But the bill covers a lot more than that. It'll run your refrigerator. It runs your TV and stuff. That also is the light bill. So stop calling it a light bill. Yeah, it does the lights, but that's not the whole thing. It's like Bed Bath & Beyond. Oh, that didn't work, did it? I don't know if that chain closed throughout the country. It closed in Massachusetts, where I live. There's no more of those. They were having clearance sales. And this is how bad Bed Bath & Beyond actually was merchandise-wise. It was like 50% off. It was like 60%, 70%. It went on for months and months because no one wanted that shit. It's funny. It's come on in. It's like we're liquidating everything. Nah, I don't want that crap. I don't bother. Just whatever. They couldn't even get rid of their stuff. That's why they went out of business. You think they couldn't get rid of their stuff when they were open and selling things with 20% off coupons? That didn't work either. Now it's a liquidation sale. Hey, it's basically free. Nah, I don't really want it. I'm not interested. Thank you anyway. I don't think so. Bed? Nice. Bath? Nice. Beyond? No. I'm not interested in that. That's crazy. You people are crazy. I'm not doing that. I'm not buying your stuff. I'm not buying, even if it's free, I'm not going to come down and pick it up. That's a big effort for me. Nope. Sorry. That did not work out for you. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's crazy. I like comedy as much as you do. But where do you go for comedy night? You know, they used to have these things, something to do at night, have a couple of drinks, listen to a comedian. You know, that kind of thing. Have a couple of drinks, $20 a drink, you know, because now the drinks are even more expensive because we're going to entertain you as well. Oh God, stop it. So we're going to take a break. We're going to try to find a place that has a comedy night, and then my guest will be joining us. But first, where do you go for a good piece of comedy, huh?
Looking to have a few laughs this weekend? Come to Comedy Night at that bar near your house. Hosted by that local comic who hasn't moved past open mic nights for 20 years. And featuring that guy who told everyone he was moving to Los Angeles to become a famous comic and was back in 3 months. That girl whose friends all say she's really funny. And your headliner, that guy who was nearly famous until it turned out he liked to send pictures of his penis to strangers. It's a night full of fun and laughs, and it's happening at that bar near your house. Not too far to drive, just a little too far to walk. We'll see you there.
Well, that'll do it for me today. Thank you to my guest. I'll be back again tomorrow. To see you, you little, you cutie little thing. I hope you're so cute. Oh, you're so cute. I'll be back again tomorrow. But until then, have a wonderful day, and I wish you peace. Okay? All right? All right, that's it. We're done. We're done here.